On this episode, we smoke the Diamond Crown Julius Caesar from J.C. Newman, and we talk about the Roman Empire. I'm your host, Johnny Midas, and you're listening to Burnline Podcast. Burnline Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burnline Podcast, the most awesomest podcast in the history of the Roman Empire. Coming to you, as always, not live, from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocket Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davidoff Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA, the only Rocket Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I am your host, Johnny Midas.
And I am El Fumo.
And we are here to kick ass and chew bubblegum.
Yep.
Just like the Roman Empire. We are smoking the Diamond Crown Julius Caesar from J.C. Newman. We are smoking the Corona.
Yeah.
And we are also going to talk about the Roman Empire.
Right. This is really small.
It's a Corona.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is the correct cigar vitola.
I guess. You know what is small?
I know exactly what's not small.
The Roman Empire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Roman Empire. I was thinking something else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then Robusto's is okay.
Yeah.
Right. So those are your two choices if you're a real cigar passionado. No, I'm just fucking around with everybody out there. But I'm a smaller cigar, small ring gauge guy. And I know you like Gordos.
Yeah.
Some of the bigger ring gauges. So we kind of complement each other well. I know folks in both camps. But I typically choose a Corona because I like small ring gauge and I like short smokes.
Yeah.
I can always smoke two, but it just fucking bothers my soul when I have to put a cigar out halfway.
You know whose camp was bigger?
Julius Caesar.
Exactly.
This is going to get old fast. All right. So we are smoking the Diamond Crown Julius Caesar from J.C. Newman, the Corona. This cigar features an Ecuadorian Habano seed wrapper with Dominican binder and Dominican and Caribbean fillers, and retails for $13.49 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. And we are going to dig into the cigar a little bit and the history and the story after we get these cut and lit and actually smoke it.
Yeah. It's a, do you want to open yours first and then talk about it second?
Yeah, well, actually,
wrapper.
Absolutely. It does have the retailer barcode, and it's gorgeous. It reminds me of Fuente.
Yeah.
It's actually cool. Got the gold foil and stuff.
And it's perforated to tear. It's
perforated to tear. It has the barcode. So, Newman, fantastic job with that. It's still not as cool as the Fuente we got. They had the cello that just came apart. I mean, this will, but it's glued. So it's I don't want to get the...
Right.
See how the adhesive, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just sliding this guy.
What, which one did we smoke? Was it last week? Yeah, last week's cigar that had that crystal clear cello.
The Fratello.
Yeah.
That was like... Great. The most. It was like the clear bubble on a SpaceX Starship helmet.
Right.
Perfectly clear. Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. But this is what it looks like out of the wrapper. And that is just a gorgeous wrapper. Now, what's interesting is they call it an Ecuadorian Habana on the website. Now, I always say Habano, not Havana.
Habana.
Huh. Yeah. They on J.C. Newman's website, they say Ecuadorian Havana or Habana. I always say Habano. Because
Habano, that's what it's mostly known.
Yeah. So I think they just anglicized it for us.
Yeah, they probably did.
What they don't tell you, they tell you it's aged 5 years. They don't tell you anything about the wrapper, but this looks like a Maduro wrapper. I mean, possibly Oscuro.
Yeah.
Smells
good.
Yeah, based on just how it looks. It has a rustic, aged, leathery look.
Mm-hmm.
There's some light tooth in some places, but not all the way. Some modeling, and on both of ours, there's like holes in the wrapper.
Yeah, mine's is there is like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is very rustic.
It is very rough. It looks like somebody took a bag of Jack Links and like rolled it around some tobacco and was like, jerky cigar.
You know what it looks like? A whip. Like a hilt of a whip.
You know what else it looks like?
Not the Roman Empire.
All right, so why don't we get this cut and lit? And I've got a little surprise for our listeners, but we will cut it. First, I am using my Freestyle Live double guillotine closed-ended cutter from Drew Estate. And you've got something special for us, huh?
Yeah, so I got this very badass. Let me close it first. Calibri table cutter. So you push this here, springs open, V cutter on one side, straight guillotine on the other. So I'll be using the straight guillotine and then,
And doesn't it
cut.
have a it has like a trap door on the bottom?
Yeah, so it's
That,
internal, so it'll catch all the
yeah,
caps,
catches all the shit and then you can
empty it
dump it
out.
later.
Yeah, it's nice and heavy. Like, say you're a boss of some kind and, somebody
That
pisses you off and.
you get doubles as a weapon.
This is heavy, like,
This is available for sale here at
yeah,
Gavita
Devis.
Cigars in Westminster.
So,
There is some really cool shit, like accoutrement on the shelf here, but
yes, I will be featuring many of it every week.
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that approach. This, though, is fucking cool. If you want a table, I want to get one of those for my patio.
Yeah, this is just cool, man. Like, you can
Yeah.
pass it around, it just stays. You're not gonna, really gonna lose it.
No, and it's heavy. Like,
Yeah.
it's substantial.
Like, I think that's machined. I'm almost positive this is machined. The exterior, like, whatever
It's not
extent.
cast. I mean, it was at
No.
least machined opposed casting. It is heavy, though.
Yeah.
It's substantial.
I would say, what, 3.5? No, probably almost 5 pounds.
No, that's 2 pounds.
Yeah. Terrible.
Feels light to me. The official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobaccos are highlighted in the original Jacked cigar, a beautiful box press from Fat Boy Cigars, as well as the Jacked 2, which features the lighter wrapper, and of course the Boots on the Ground series, the Twisted Shout, the War Pig. Check them out, fatboycigars.com. And of course, they have their new Fat Boy Cigars Lounge up there
Yes.
in Pittsburgh. So if you're in River City, check them out. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boys world. And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority.
That was a
No
lot of
limbers or
authority.
cutting loud. That
That
was some damn authority right
was a
there.
lot of authority.
Now we're just tapping out the loose tobacco on the back of our hand, as we affectionately refer to it, the
As
hand job. And since this is the Julius Caesar from J.C. Newman, we will call it a Roman hand job.
yeah, a Roman hand job.
Roman hand
Jesus. We need more hands than this if it's a Roman hand job.
job. Oh my
At
God.
least 20,
It's never going
whatever.
to end. All right. So it's time for the official lighting. And I'm going to light my cigar with a very special lighter. And so I'm going to hand you my little camera. And can you videotape this? I'm going to do an official unboxing. So I have an ST DuPont lighter. I am unboxing it for the world to see. Look at that. It just looks expensive. So pretty nice. It's got the silver ST DuPont. Open it up and check it out. And
Really?
this is gold plated, real gold. And this is not the side light with the rolling wheel. You actually press this one, but it has a flat blade. It's two flames that turn into a flat blade. And I was looking for a jet because the soft flame, it's just limited in its uses, right? So I went ahead and got this version. But I wanted to show everyone this because that is super Johnny Midas right there. And that's what I'm lighting up with. Oh, did you notice I'm wearing my Fat Boy Cigars t-shirt?
Yeah.
I feel like I should get special recognition for that, you
Oh.
know? All right. You ready for the official lighting?
Yeah.
Our official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious premium coffee from 2C Premium Coffee, featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, Mexico, and around the world. 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. My favorite is the six bean baller. We've had quite a few different
A
blends.
bunch.
Shout out to
Teresa.
Teresa for that. Check them out, 2cpremium.com. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
Yeah.
All right.
Good shit.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. So I'm using my ST DuPont Snobby Gold Lighter, and you are using your
Three Jet Paleo.
Three Jet Paleo, which is kind of just a, I hate to say knockoff, but it's basically a Vertigo, right?
Right.
Vertigo came first with that design. And as always, of course, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the favor.
Very nutty right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm getting leather.
A little meat. Not very, just very subtle.
Yeah, there's some meatiness in there. Maybe a little char, even. Maybe like a little charred meat. I was going more for umami than nuts.
Little Roman sandal.
This tastes like a Roman sandal that's been to Hadrian's Wall.
Yeah,
That reminds me of a good Roman Empire gym. You know, the Romans went everywhere, conquered everybody till they got to Scotland. Then they built Hadrian's Wall to keep the locals out. Half of my heritage. All right. That's really interesting. So, two things. First of all, with the narrow ring gauge, I cannot get a good lip seal with it sideways. So, like a lot of these, and it's almost like a soft box press. You know, it's more like an oval.
It's not like perfectly
So,
round.
yeah, when I have the narrower side, top to bottom, I can't seal my lips around the sides. But when I spin it this way, now I can get a firm seal.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Well, one reason that you don't have that problem is you have very soft, sexy lips.
And I have all my flips.
Yeah, all my lips. Well, I've got a pretty big pooch too, but mostly it's because it's filled with scar tissue. I don't know if you can see this lump right here. That's where I got hit with a hockey stick. Broke both these teeth off. Those are fake. And so I actually have limited mobility in my lip, as stupid as that sounds. It's like all scar tissue. So I didn't have to have the Botox or the expensive surgery to get nice poofy lips. I just got hit with a stick.
Nice. Got it
Did
for
it
free.
the old-fashioned way. But so now, like, my smile looks weird because I'm slightly paralyzed. Like, this nerve is dead in my chin. I mean, it's just fucking bullshit
So why
now.
did you make up a story about hockey? Why didn't you just say you got beat up really good after school one day?
That would be a better story, but no, it wasn't even like hockey. It was broom hockey, you know, like where you wear your shoes and stuff. So it's supposed to be like casual sport. Some fucking dork like took it way too seriously, just wound up like Casey at the bat, you know, high stick. Right around, smashed my face. Now they make them wear helmets and shit. Back when I was growing up, they never wore helmets. All right, so this is the Julius Caesar in the Diamond Crown line from J.C. Newton. Okay, so we talked about the wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano seed, Dominican binder, Dominican and Caribbean filler. And it retails for $13.49 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster. We've got the box here. It's super cool. It's not marble, but it is like fake leather. It's got the little ribbon, purple velvet line.
So here you can kind of
That's
see
the
the
back. Yeah, which
I'm just showing all
you're
of
showing them the bottom. Show
it.
them.
Anna, hold on. You
Oh,
can
actually, the
say
bottom is
yeah,
marble.
there the
I take that back.
yeah, there's fake leather, but it feels really good. It's yeah, eco leather, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and they advertise this, you know, as aged 5 years. I don't know exactly what that means, if it's all the leaves, if it's the finished cigar, whatever. That's how they advertise it. But a few notes about this cigar. First of all, it was a top 25 cigars of 2011 and 2014 from Cigar Aficionado. It was the cigar of the year in 2017 from Cigar and Spirits. It was given a 93 ranking by Cigar Insider, a 94 from Cigar Journal, a 92 from Cigar Snob, and a 93 from Smoke Magazine. So all of these in, you know, the low 90s. That's pretty good. You know, that's not like EP Carrillo pledge territory, but that is a good smoke. And
It's pretty good. I've never smoked this. This is the first time.
okay, good, good. So fresh experience for you. I've smoked it, I think, once before, maybe twice.
I'm enjoying it, tell you that.
So there's a story behind this cigar, but before we go into that, you know, we're doing the Roman Emperor episode. Diamond Crown also makes the Maximus, right? So Maximus, That's like Roman too, right? Like
Claudius
to
Maximus. I think it's Claudius Maximus.
Claudius Maximus. So I was like, oh, I'll show this off as well. This is the number four, which is a 6x50. Of course, they put Toro number four on the wrapper in gold leaf because Americans, they don't know what that is. But in Cuba, a number four is a Toro Borrego. They use sizes, like number sizes. So anyway, Roman Empire, before we kind of jump into this cigar a little more, which I would say is medium, full, medium.
Medium so far. I think it's kind of leaning into almost medium full. I have a feeling once we get a little deeper into it, it'll probably surprise us.
It's definitely medium right now, but it feels like it's gonna get medium full.
I think it's going to sneak up on us.
But not full, but I think it'll get medium full. Well, here's what I don't have, because I like sharing that too. I don't have pepper or spice. I don't have sweet, really. I don't have bitter.
Doesn't taste like garlic either.
Doesn't taste like garlic. Doesn't taste like Roman toga.
Roman toga.
And it doesn't taste like a trebuchet.
It doesn't taste like a
But,
bird.
yeah. Yeah, more on that later. So we've got our socials. For Spotify, you can listen to us there and provide feedback. Each episode has a little questionnaire at the bottom. What was smoking about this episode? Leave us any feedback you would like, and nothing new there. YouTube, of course, that's our big home base now. It's definitely our number one channel or method of distribution. Have a couple of new subscribers there.
So,
Shout out to those guys. And of course, Facebook and Instagram. And emails. So burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Reach out and we might feature your email on the show. But we'd love to hear from you guys because we really want to make this your show, right? About the kind of stuff you like. All you brothers down there in Baltimore, shoot me an email. I didn't hang out there with you just to be ghosted. Come on, man. Keep it real. But seriously, we smoke the stuff that we like and think is cool, but that doesn't mean you do. Tell me what you want us to smoke, and
Yeah.
we'll see what we can do. So let's see
Nice.
what I got in the.
Look at that. Somebody gave us a like already.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Well, if you liked it, that means you better send us an email. So, all right, let's see what I've got in the inbox. All right, so the email of the week, which we'll feature on the Tobacconist Tip of the Week, is about storing cigars personally, like in your own humidor. So it's a little long and rambly, but the gist of it is like I have started to accumulate a collection and like buy box discounts, but then I don't want to smoke them all. And how do I basically go from cigar boxes in my cabinet and Tupperware to like a humidor, growing your collection. So I think that's a pretty cool thing to riff off of. A lot of people are in that, like, it suddenly it turned into a hobby. What else have we got? Important updates to the Spotify for podcasters. Fuck you. What else? Spasm 29, thank you for subscribing on YouTube. Brian Sandlin, welcome to the tribe. And I think that is it. Couple of new joiners. All
Yeah, but
right,
you.
so
Oh, sorry.
no, go ahead.
YouTube's being kind of weird. Our last video, like the comments are on, but then the two before the comments are still off. So I'm not sure if YouTube is being extra picky here lately on comments we've made.
I just think that the AI is retarded. That's what I think it's artificial. I think
Of
they just got
course.
the A. They didn't get the AI part. They just
Right.
got
I
the A.
think it's like picking up on keywords and they're like, yeah, those are the hot words that we do not like, so.
I think so. All right, so we are going to talk a little bit about this cigar.
Okay, I was gonna say which part? The Roman Empire or the cigar?
Both, and we're going to try to do them both at once. So let's see.
The Romans didn't get a chance to smoke much tobacco. I looked into that.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't really tobacco users.
Well, so
Opium and
here's what's really interesting is According to Western history, tobacco is a New World product. It wasn't until we, interacted with it. And that's okay. And it's largely true for our history. But what's weird is they have found tobacco in the mummies in Egypt. And apparently it was something kind of reserved for the royals. But they had, a lot of them had very high levels of nicotine and cocaine.
Yeah. I think the Indians had tobacco too, right? Like Indians from India. I think they had at some
Oh,
point.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
Indonesia has native tobaccos.
Yeah, that's what I was like. It's weird that it never like they conquered everywhere and obviously had traders and all that. I'm surprised they never brought some of that back.
By the way, this is allegedly crafted with Fuente tobacco.
I saw
So
that.
that's some of it's Fuente's like
Yeah, because
oldest and rarest.
yeah, Fuente rolled it.
Yes. So a little bit about, I guess just the big picture, right? So your JC Newman, they've got a big portfolio. The Diamond Crown series is, I don't know, like it's a premium cigar, but it's kind of like Acura, like it's not a Mercedes-Benz line, it's much more affordable, but it's higher end, it's nicer tobacco, so it's much more approachable than like your, like El Septimo or something.
So it's a mid tier,
Well,
upper mid.
I hate saying mid-tier because,
Yeah, I don't like ranking, talking about cigars that way. It just doesn't.
It's not it. It's premium tobacco. Like it is. It's high end, but they kept it affordable.
Like we've talked about before, price does not equate to good
Yeah,
quality or
yeah,
good flavor. Kind of like whiskey, top shelf.
yeah. A little bit. Like some of that is just pricing positioning.
Yeah.
Like you can drink a bottle of Four Roses single barrel and be like, holy shit, that's a great bourbon, and pay whatever, 25, 30 bucks, whatever you're paying for bourbon these days. Or you can get like a $65 bottle of special bourbon. You're like, that's actually not any better.
Yeah, and I don't like my wine unless it's in a lead-lined cask, so
Wine?
yeah. I don't like it. If it's not in a lead-lined cask, I'm
They
not
don't do
drinking it.
lead lined. What are you talking about?
We talk about the Roman Empire. That's what they like, so that's what I like.
Wait, seriously? They stored their wine in lead lined casks?
Yes, that was the thing. That was the science back then, and Roman Empire was the wine in stored in lead-lined casks was better.
Holy shit. Because I know, like with white wine, some of it is stainless steel and some of it's oaked.
Yeah, no, that was the thing.
Not a fan of stainless, by the
That
way.
was part of, I think Commodus was one of the big drinkers, and I think they, no,
So
or
then they had.
Caligula, they attributed Caligula's actions to just being lead poisoned.
I was going to say, so they all got lead poisoned and turned crazy, and that was the plot,
Right,
wasn't
that
it?
makes sense. I mean, kind of, that's why they explained the 50s through the mid 70s here into America. There was a substantial
Oh, for sure.
IQ drop and raise once, like, they're measurable.
Yeah, I mean that's why the boomers are all stupid because
Oh God, we just lost the majority of
lost
them.
it, got canceled. No,
Oh.
but you're telling the truth, like, and that's why tetraethyl lead was banned from gasoline because
Yeah.
you could measure the change,
Yeah, that's crazy. So yeah, they attributed some of the craziness to the Roman Empire because of lead lined. Also, irrigation pipes were also lead pipes.
Well, I knew that they had like indoor plumbing in places, like so the sewer system, they had lead pipes. I didn't know that the water coming in was lead. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, the scientists were like, oh, lead lined, it's the pristine, the best way to deliver healthy drinking water and wine.
Oh, by the way, I am picking up a little bit of spice now, but the Julius Caesar is one of the Diamond Crown series from JC. So is the Maximus. The regular Diamond Crown is a nice, I would say mild cigar. I describe
Okay.
it as mild. I think it's rated as mid, but I think it's mild. How about you? I mean, like I notice the spice now, so
I haven't really noticed it. Like for me, it's mostly nutty more than anything.
I taste like chocolate malt, I think.
Yeah, something. There's something else there. I can't tell. Like I said, mostly nut
And
and a
some
little bit of
cedar.
leather.
There's
A
some
little bit of
cedar.
leather. No.
Yeah,
It's so weird for me.
I've got some seasons.
By the way, this is why I don't smoke Coronas or anything small.
Because you fucking freight train it.
Yeah, I'm a chiefer. All right. Look, we're only what? Where's our timer at?
We're 25 minutes in.
25 minutes in. Already time for the band test.
Time for the band. What? All
Yes.
right, band test that son of a bitch.
Sorry. Make a bigger stick. Well,
Well,
they do. It's just
they have
like,
bigger vitolas here. I just
oh.
got the Corona so we could actually rank the whole cigar this time.
There we go.
Perfect.
Perfect. Proof check
Great.
then. Good
Good
job.
job, JC Newman.
Points.
I really like the packaging though on this, like, the retailer barcode, and it doesn't look shitty. Like, it's beautiful.
Dude, this is one hell of a box. This is
Yeah.
$2 of the cigar price.
Right. Yeah, the band looks great. It's got Julius Caesar's. Wow, he's fucking ugly. Are you kidding? He looks like me. Look at his jawline and his lip.
Doesn't he look?
Fucking looks like me, but with a
He
smaller head.
looks like a Western, like Germanic more than anything.
Does he?
Yeah.
Habsburg. He's got the Habsburg jaw on
That's
there.
what I'm saying. It's like,
A
it's
little bit.
weird. Like, okay, people are gonna get pissed about this, but whatever. It's fucking history and it's real shit. He looks a little Africanized, doesn't he? Like, a little bit Africanized features there.
I said he looked like me, and you're like, he looks Africanized.
No, you don't even look like that.
I do, except I have a bigger head because
But
I have
he
more
has like this
brains.
very robust, like square face, like that Germanic, and then he has like a weird mid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Julius Caesar was like part Af like 25% African, so.
Yeah, so he was probably related to Hannibal.
Cleopatra.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Cleopatra
well,
and Hannibal. I think both of them, maybe.
yeah.
Yeah, most people don't know that Hannibal's first foray over the Alps was with kangaroos. That didn't work so well, so he switched to elephants.
Right.
But yeah, so the Julius Caesar is one of the Diamond Bound line. We just made a big joke out of it because there's this thing going on, like this meme right now about how long do men go without thinking about the Roman Empire?
Or
Right?
how often, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like at least once a day.
Yeah, at least seriously, once a day. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like so much of their teachings and just things that they did applies to us even to this day.
Well, for example, I'm enjoying root beer, which was originally known as sarsaparilla, which is named after the Peloponnesian town of Sarsaparilla. And they took natural mineral water like Perrier.
Okay.
That's not carbonated, it comes out of the ground that way.
Okay, cool.
And they mixed this syrup with it, which was basically like
Root.
caramelized root. They would caramelize it till the sugars all came out and mix it in. And that was Sarsaparilla, which kind of morphed westernized to
There like a
Saparilla.
tree natural there too?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what the tree is called that they
Yeah, I
use,
wouldn't know. I don't drink root beer.
but it's named after the town, which was conquered by the Roman Empire.
Right.
So there you go. I'm gonna bring in a Roman drink. By the way, I just made all of that up. All right, so I think it's time for a break, and when we come back, we will have our tobacconist tip of the week
And more facts about the Roman
and
Empire.
more facts about the Roman Empire. Don't go away. And we are back on Burn Line Podcast. Uncommon cigar knowledge for the common cigar smoker. Johnny Midas and El Fumo
Yeah.
breaking all of the records and smoking the Julius Caesar.
Not
Diamond
stabbing,
Crown.
smoking.
Not stabbing. In the Diamond Crown line from JC Newman. We are smoking the Corona. And this retails for $13.49 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. By the way, beautiful downtown here, like historic
Yeah.
downtown. If you like that sort of thing, you can take a walk here and you can walk to Raphael's. Awesome. Rock Salt, if you like oysters and
Yeah,
shit.
dude, this Saturday I missed it. I think you missed it too. They had the big brew fest.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, oh.
No, I had to fucking be a dad, but
We missed it.
yeah, they had the
We
beer and
missed
barbecue stroll.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We ran into it one time by accident last year, the year before. We were like, holy shit, this is cool
Yeah, and
as
just an eighth of a mile up the road that way on the library side of the road is Covalent Spirits. And they are having a luxury sip and smoke up there event with
Yeah.
Davidoff Cigars in Westminster on Thursday. That would be the 27th of June.
Yeah,
So,
unfortunately, this won't be out for you guys to know.
yeah, it will. It's just a few days later. So in a few days, that's going on.
No, talk
And
about the episode.
yeah, episode's going to air Sunday. This is Thursday.
Okay.
So just up the road at Covalent Spirits, Davidus is hosting a luxury sip and smoke.
The price is
At
really good too.
7 p.m. Yeah, 7 p.m. on the 27th, Thursday, at
Oh,
Covalent Spirits in
okay.
Westminster. It's I think it's $75 for four
Yeah, you're
Fuente
getting four sticks
cigars,
and a
and they're
drink,
kind of
right?
hard to find, including the Don Carlos Eye of the Shark. So pay at the event, and then of course the bar will be open at Covalent, and you can order whatever you want. Fantastic mixed drinks. Jen has a phenomenal palate. Everything they make over there. They have an oolong tea infused vodka that is to die for, and so on and so forth. And they only serve their own stuff.
So it neutralizes the vodka.
Yeah,
It's
basically.
like,
Yeah, it makes it
hey, I'm
something you
being
actually want to
healthy,
drink.
but let me kill my liver at the
Yeah. Yeah. No, it turns vodka from something that tastes like rancid potatoes into something slightly consumable. All right, so tobacconist tip of the week. We're talking about, I just got to the point where I need my own humidor. How do I start and care for a collection?
Well, start and care for a collection, man. You can. There's plenty of online retailers or Amazon. Literally start out with a desktop humidor, which is
Or
crazy
just stop in
expensive.
here at Davidus. They have
Yeah,
some on the
that's
shelves.
right. They
So
do.
starter humidors,
Yeah,
not big ones, but
a little 50 or 20 piece. Or
100
you
count.
can, yeah, Spanish cedar, nice handmade ones. So you can start with that. You don't have to go all out and go fancy. Or like I said, even go to Harbor Freight and get yourself one of them sealed containers that are their version of the Pelican case. But anyways, you can just start off like that, you know, just start throwing sticks in, but don't, what I would recommend is not to mix the flavored sticks, because depending on what it is, the flavor sticks, you know, they're infused, so they can, some of that aroma could spill onto your other cigars and kind of change the flavor of them as well. So it would, because it's sealed, it'll infuse the other sticks. So you kind of don't want to mix them. You kind of want to keep them separate. So what I have going on at home, I have a 150 count humidor, a 50, and a 20. So in my 20, I keep flavored sticks. In my 50, I keep sticks that I want to keep aging for a while that I don't want to touch just yet. And in my 150 is like my everyday smokes. A couple things here and there. So that's how I, and then rotate top, bottom, you know, every once in a
Yeah, you
while.
do have to rotate your sticks from time to
Yeah.
time. So I've got a few rules. Like you, flavored sticks get their own humidor. That's important. If you have any infused sticks, that will rub off on your other cigars. The second thing is, if I have any cigars that don't come in cello, they go by themselves. Now, I don't put them in a different humidor, but I put them on their own shelf
Yeah.
because same thing. Like if I have a Raging Bull, which is not cello wrapped,
Right.
and an Alma Fuerte, also not cello wrapped, and they're next to each other, the taste does,
Yeah, they
they
can
do,
rub.
yeah, they can. So I keep those separate, and I use the little cedar dividers,
Yeah, they come, some of them
or
come with partitions, or they're pre-partitioned. Like my 150 is pre-partitioned at the bottom, and then I have a removable shelf, which comes with two part movable partitions. So it's like, you know, it's super easy. There's YouTube videos on it as well. You know, maybe we
Not
can,
us
not
yet,
us
but
yet,
there's
but
people
like
that do that.
there's, you know, YouTube's a good wealth of information, can be a good wealth of information, you know. Or talk to your local tobacconist, you know, like here at Davidus, you know, you got tobacconists here. You're like, hey, what do you got? You know, how do you do this? That's another one of your best sources of information, you know.
Yep, and I would say once a quarter at the least, and once a month at the most, rotate your cigar. So put the ones in the bottom on top. Move them around, get some air between them. I'll have them this way in the humidor and I'll turn them this way because there's slots that let the air flow. And so I'll rotate them 90 degrees. And then last but not least, if you get some products like Fuente has some cigarillos like in a tin, a lot of people have this. Just remember those have to be humidified as well. That's a real cigar. It's just tiny. Open the tin up, right? And you don't have to take them out of the tin, but open the tin up and put that in the humidor.
Some of Drew Estate's tins are now coming in with a Boveda line.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool too. So like, not
Just make sure
everything.
it's
You have
filling
to
it
look
hard.
for that Boveda sticker on the tin. Then your cigar should be good,
And make sure the pack doesn't get hard.
right? Because like, when there's if they don't have a Boveda sticker on them, most of your tins are plastic wrapped. So that's why they're not in a humidifier and just sitting on a shelf, because they're plastic
As soon
wrapped.
as you open it up,
Right.
all that goes away. And then also, the reason it slips people's minds is you smoke them so fast.
Yeah.
Like I used to have one in my like button-down shirt pocket that I would wear as a jacket, my flannel shirt, and I would just smoke one and it would last like a week. And then I got to the last one and I was like, oh, it's dry. Like it's trying to burn, not smolder. Great, awesome tobacconist tip of the week. By the way, I'm getting a new flavor with this. I'm in the second, third now. And honestly, the way I would describe it is if you took green tea and like mixed honey in it, you get this unique, it's not bitter, but it's definitely,
Yeah, I'm getting some bitter note out of it.
yes, yeah, but it's not like vegetable bitter. It's like green tea. To me, it's like green tea. And there's a little sweet component there. So,
Little eucalypti.
oh, I hadn't thought about eucalyptus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little eucalypti.
Yeah, just hair. I noticed that. I wasn't sure what to
The
name it,
first
and then you
known,
said green tea.
yeah, the first known use of eucalyptus was as a poultice,
Okay.
invented by the Roman Empire. All right, so how often do you go without, before you think about the Roman Empire?
Think daily.
Pretty much every
Yeah,
day.
it's every day.
Yeah. Same. All right, so best emperor. Who's the best emperor?
Ooh, the best emperor. I like only because the book helped. Marcus Aurelius, man. I
Dude,
think
Marcus Aurelius was fucking God, man.
the
That guy was
book just
awesome.
cemented it, and it wasn't on. So the fact about the book, it wasn't even supposed to be a book, but somebody found his letters and they're like, oh, I'm just gonna publish it. Like, the dude just was sober as fuck.
I mean, that was a man's man for
Yeah, it
sure.
really was at the
And he left
time.
good wisdom, for us. He just seems like that kind of guy that was just this matter of fact,
Yeah.
no ruffled feathers, take
Right.
care of business, leader.
Yeah, and then his son is just a fuck.
Oh, son, oh my gosh. Yeah, so don't take parenting
Yeah.
advice.
I think it was because he was too busy just conquering and being a man.
It could be, but to be fair, we never know how our kids are going to turn out, and they're their own people. You
We
can only
really
do so
are.
much, All right, runners up, I think Augustus Caesar,
Okay.
not only because of Pax Romana and all he did there, but he got famous because he's in the Bible.
Yeah.
And there was a lot going on, and Christianity took over the West, and
Yeah.
so he kind of became synonymous with Rome.
Yep. It's so weird though, how what a 180 they did, because they went from being like a paganistic people to now the seat of modern Christianity.
Yeah, so that was Constantinople in AD what, 617 or something, or
Oh,
five
yeah,
forty or
because I
something.
think the Roman Empire officially ended in 379.
Yeah, it was like the 500s. I can't remember. There was like three major
Yes, a lot happened. Nero helped.
Oh my God, yeah. Speaking of which, worst emperors.
Caligula.
Caligula was bad.
Allegedly, he didn't like being called Caligula, but yeah, he was dumb. Some say Nero, but it was like, okay, Nero burned down Rome a bit, but like, he wasn't as tyrannical as like Caligula. Caligula was just a fuck.
Yeah, they were both pretty bad. Diocletian was a horrible, horrible person. Probably the least known horrible emperor.
Yeah.
And
Really? Yeah, he's like secretly like just on the side. He's like, woof, nobody talked about how bad I am, but
because the international politics were fairly stable during his reign, but he used to take people like political prisoners and people he didn't like, and he would dip them in tar and light them on fire to light his garden. And like that doesn't kill you. Like that tar burns for hours while you slowly roast. And they said you could hear his screams from like a mile away in Rome. So, I mean, this guy was a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, Tiberius is pretty bad too.
Yeah, Tiberius was pretty bad. I mean, the truth is, Julius Caesar has to get credit because he was the first Caesar.
Right.
So, democratically elected, and then he declared
Well,
martial law, took over
democratically elected.
democratically, declared himself, the supreme potentate,
Yep.
never relinquished power, even after Rome was no longer under threat. And all of his, subsequent Caesars were the same. And so to me, the expression of, the fact that the Caesars were all pretty much sucked and were tyrannical is just an expression of the system that was in place. You can't have, a tyranny based on one man without them being tyrannical. It's always going to happen because that's how we are as humans, And there's a subtle lesson in there for modern American politics, but we're not going to
By the way, Caesar makes some really good pizza. I don't care what anybody
Oh,
says.
gosh. Wow. Fast and ready. Hashtag not sponsor.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sponsor us.
Somebody reach out.
I
All right.
mean,
So
fuck.
good smoke on this cigar. Pretty good smoke output. There's an interesting other flavor in there that's developed that I can't really put a finger on, but it's almost like charred wood. Like I associate it with how bourbon barrels smell.
By the way, I also wanted to mention that most Dominican tobacco is very characteristic of Cuban. Like one thing we forgot to mention, this is very floral.
You're right. You're right.
So, yeah.
But I think that sort of char flavor kind of overpowers it a little bit. This sort of tastes like if you took a charred oak barrel that you're going to age bourbon in, but you haven't put bourbon in it yet, and then you filled it up with green tea and soaked a bunch of leather in there, and then you just scattered that everywhere and kind of just sniffed the stave like it was a giant watermelon rind. That's kind of what I'm getting with the cigar.
By the way, that was Caesar's like favorite aroma.
Caesar's favorite aroma. They also invented watermelon.
And broccoli.
And broccoli, yeah. We are smoking the Julius Caesar in the Diamond Crown line from J.C. Newman. We're smoking the Corona, which retails here at Davitt Cigars in Westminster, Maryland for $13.49. And so far, a really enjoyable smoke. I definitely call this luxurious,
Yeah, it really is, dude.
an approachable price tag. I mean, $13.49 for Corona is not cheap, but the other Vitolas aren't that much more,
No.
right? I think the expensive one is 18 bucks, and I think
I think
that's
it's the
only
Robusto,
available.
right?
What's that?
The Robusto.
No, the Robusto is really close in price. Let me see. There was one size that you could only get at their lounge. Let me see if I can find it.
Exclusive.
Yeah, so
So down
they've
in
got a
Tampa.
Churchill, a Pyramid. I think the Pyramid is the most expensive one. The Hail Caesar, which is 6x60. The Toro, the Corona, which we're smoking, which is 5.5x43. And a Robusto. The 1895 is only available at the Diamond Crown lounges.
That's a cool looking
It's a
Vitola.
Presidente Vitola, which, that's like the Monopoly Man cigar.
Yeah, I wonder if that cost 18.95.
I think that's the expensive one. But the others are like 13 to 15.
So road trip to Tampa.
Hell yeah, road trip to Tampa. You better believe it. By the way, I believe it's J.C. Newman has like buildings you can tour, and I think you can rent them out for like wedding receptions and stuff like that.
Nice.
It's worth a trip to Tampa. And then you have a West Tampa Tobacco Company. That's kind of like a revitalization thing. Apparently, all the cigar manufacturers were in Key West and then they moved to Tampa. It was a while ago. But anyway, some tasting notes off of this. Getting some, I'm going to call it charred oak, some leather. Some like vegetable that I'm calling green tea, a little sweet that crept in there, and a little spice, not just like kind of after you exhale, it like lingers on the back of the tongue and palate, but not when you're inhaling, right? Or you're not really inhaling, but drawing. When you're taking the smoke in, I don't really taste any spice, but then after I exhale, and especially a retrohale, just there in the back. And it's very enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of nut and leather, honestly. That's what I'm getting. A tinge of sweet there.
And some bitter. Yeah.
Bitter.
That sounds about right. Really enjoyable cigar though. It's mid and I'm halfway through and I'm just gonna peg it at mid. I mean, mid plus,
You know what was amid
the Roman Empire,
the Roman
right? Inventors of Sarsaparilla. We should do a root beer pairing show. Root beer
No.
actually pairs really good with cigars.
I'm good. You can do all that.
You don't like that?
Nope,
You don't like root beer?
I'm not a fan of root beer.
Wow. I'm going to smoke a Gordo and drink root beer, and you can just sit there and cry, be left out.
All right.
We'll do a golf show. Like, I'll smoke the cigar and you just comment like you're a golf commentator.
Oh, man.
And here he is lined up for his third pod on this delicious cigar. How to put your viewers to sleep in
That's
3 minutes, right?
It's terrible.
Oh, man. You know what they did not have in the Roman Empire?
What's that?
This awesome Colibri desktop cover. That is fucking epic. I love the rubber bottom.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't slide around. Like, that is substantial.
Well thought out.
Yeah, love
It's
it.
pretty robust, like the Roman Empire before it fell.
Like the Roman Empire. Yeah, I mean, the history of the Roman Empire is interesting, but they just fucked everybody because the entire West grew up under that paradigm,
It's
and you had the church and state that was joined
kind of
after the after Constantinople. And so we just, you know, like, to me, the British Empire was the last gasp of the Roman Empire. So basically, the king was like, yeah, we're not Roman anymore because you won't let me get a divorce. So
Right.
we're going to keep all of our churches and priests, but rename the religion.
Yeah, they
And
fucked everybody literally and figuratively.
yeah. In fact, in the palace complex in Rome, like, there's a bunch of friezes on the wall, which are like bas-relief carvings of different countries they conquered. And they're like, you know, stylized. So the image is meant to convey something emotional, not, you know, not real life. And so, like, when they conquered Armenia, they put a frieze up there of like a Roman soldier raping a woman.
Nice.
They're like, this was our conquest of Armenia. I mean, it was a terrible culture, you know. The rape, pillage, burn, not
That
necessarily
was
that.
everybody, though. That's the thing that nobody like talks about. That was literally every culture.
No, what they did was they were able to industrialize it. Nobody else could do that. You know, like, they had an army that was like, we're going to build roads to get to you and then kill you
Oh.
and, you know, turn it into a political thing. Like,
Temujin
and
has something to say about that.
yeah, I think so. A lot of, you know, a lot of previous cultures, they didn't see integration as a thing. So, like, the Babylonians, they would conquer people and then it was like, leave.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're going to kill all of the educated people and whatever. And then, you know, we might come collect taxes every year, but you're not part of us. You're not good. Rome was like, no, you're Roman now. And you can worship your gods and do whatever as long as you also worship our gods
Yeah.
and pay your taxes, you know.
Except for those damn Germans.
Lo, the tax man cometh. Dude, so have you ever read any of the Asterix the Gaul comic books? I think they're like from the 70s or something. But this French guy, they're all translated into English, but
Okay.
he wrote these comics about this Druid village.
Okay.
And the main character's name is Asterix. And of course, their enemies are the Romans. And
Okay.
it's fucking hilarious. Like, mostly it's plays on words, it's mostly word puns. But they have all these adventures. Like, they go to Egypt and meet Cleopatra. And, you know, like, the good guy that's trying to build the pyramids is named Oedipus, and the bad guy's named Artifice. You know, like, it's just it's pretty fun. You got to check it out. Asterix the Gaul.
Those damn goals and their goal.
And somehow they developed a language that sounds like gargling with gravel. Je ne comprends pas la français. All
Yeah.
right. So back to the cigar, because this is a cigar podcast and a Roman Empire podcast today. We are smoking the Julius Caesar
That's right.
Diamond Crown line of J.C. Newman. And I just brought along to show everybody the Diamond Crown Maximus Caesar.
That's funny.
And of course, we're smoking the Corona, which retails for $13.49 and features in Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Dominican binder, and Dominican and Caribbean filler leaves, including some of Fuente's top-notch stock. I would describe the wrapper as Maduro, possibly Oscuro, methodology for aging, but we don't know because they don't say. But they do say they're aged 5 years. Again, we don't know if that's what that means. Is that after the cigar is made, before the cigar is made, all of the tobacco, one leaf, just the wrapper, who knows? But pretty good.
Man,
Pretty
all
good
these
stick.
years later, and Julius Caesar is still being smoked.
Oh my God. We are stabbing this, smoking the Julius Caesar. And it's time for a break. And then we'll do our cigar news of the week.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I guess you could say this episode's getting a little brutal.
Oh my God. Don't go away as much as you want to after that terrible joke. your cigar news of the week with Angel Solorio.
And we're back on Burnline Podcast.
Back.
Where cigars smoke and your hosts are smoking. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Cigar news of the week. Take it away. El Fumo.
The Roman Empire is no more.
There's no more Roman Empire.
No.
And that's the news of the week.
Yeah.
All right. Good take.
Anyways, something you'll enjoy because this is something you look forward to every year.
Yeah.
So this is kind of cool. So there's two instead of one this year.
Two what?
Oh, Las Calaveras.
Oh, Crown Heads, Las Calaveras. Wait a minute. That's fucking cheating. They're coming out with two?
There's two. A 10th anniversary and then your regular yearly release.
Those, they couldn't just make a 10th anniversary. They're just trying to take my money. That's what it is.
Well, they're shut up,
Crown Heads, and take my goddamn money.
So it's going to be the 11th and 12th release at the same time. So the following year is going to be 13.
It's cheating.
Listen, man, you call that.
All right, what do they feature? What's the difference between them? I love it.
Okay, so Las Calaveras Edición Limitada 2024 is a Nicaraguan puro topped with a Habano wrapper. And they're going to be having a Bellicoso this time.
Man. Did
they have one before?
Bellicoso? No. Yeah. No, I think they were always just a couple of Parejos, like maybe a Toro and a something else.
Yeah, so there's three different Vitolas. The big one's a 6x48. That's pretty big. And then they're all going to be in the box of 24. So depending what you get, around 350. I'm going to say 350 is the average price.
So like $14 a stick.
Mm-hmm. It's par for the course, right?
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a sampler, which it doesn't say how many's in the sampler. It's going to be $56.95. So four, five.
But they only have three Vitolas.
Listen, man.
What about the other one?
Call them, not me.
No, you're the news guy.
And then the 10th anniversary is going to be a 6x52 Toro. So that's a biggie. So, and you're going to like this, an Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro wrapper over a Nicaraguan binder and Nicaraguan fillers. So.
That does sound delicious.
Coming from my father.
Yeah, I mean, Crowned Heads knocks it out of the park.
And then that's $18.95 a stick. And 2,500 boxes, 10 per box for that.
Edition. I might get a whole box, though.
Yeah, for the limited edition. I'm assuming that's the box for
it. Oh, that is cool looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. Looks like a flat pack.
So July or August, you should see it. So try to get your hands on it. So, you know.
Well, you know what else I would like to get my hands on?
The Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire. I should have worn one of those like leaf crowns for this episode.
I know. I couldn't. It was a little
too. I was going to wear my toga, but I didn't want to knock the internet off kilter with all my sexiness.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
So Alec Bradley is shipping the Safe Keepings. It is shipping. It started shipping this past weekend.
So here's what really interests me is, you know, General took over Alec Bradley, last summer?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm interested in is this something they had in the works for a while and it's the last true Alec Bradley, or is it a General offering?
I have no idea.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, but it comes in a Nicaraguan blend that uses a Habano seed wrapper and binder with fillers that come from Jalapa, Condega, and Esteli Criollo 98.
Nice. By the way, those three regions are the three regions that Aganorsa Leaf grows their tobacco. Mm-hmm. We need to have an episode
of
Aganorsa Leaf.
Okay.
Because a lot of people don't know that they're like the fucking godfathers of cigar tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Patron uses their leaves.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody. We're not supposed to know that.
Well, too late. You're going to have to bleep out that whole sentence.
You heard it here.
You heard it here first. That's right. And then, so SLR,
yep.
San Luis Rey. I don't like saying this, the English version. St. Louis Rey. That sounds so...
San Luis Rey. Yeah, SLR.
SLR. So, Cadenas Ultramar begins shipping as well. So, this is going to be an interesting one. Nicaraguan-grown wrapper and binder with filler that comes from Honduras and Nicaragua.
Okay.
So, that'll be another interesting one. Box of 20. Crazy.
Oh, and it looks like they're producing it in their Honduran factory.
Mm-hmm. $10 a stick. Well, yeah, $10 a stick. So very affordable.
Santa Rosa de Capon. That is the major city where 100 cigars are made. So SLR is one of the few cigar manufacturers that has 100 factory. I had thought. What's the other one? It's got the lady on the label.
There's a few with the lady on the labels.
I know. They had a nice Rosado. What is the name of it? I thought for some reason I thought they were Honduran, and then I found out like they weren't or something. Anyway, any more news of the week?
Yeah, a couple more. I like this one. I just like the name. It's funny as shit. La Amira ships Abuelo Sucio Oscuro, which translates to Dirty Grandpa.
The Oscuro Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah. So
why does it say Oscura? I thought it was Oscuro.
I don't know. For some reason, they went with the female, but it's a grandpa. I don't know. This is coming from the Dominican Republic, so by Linga Cigars. So a box of 20 will set you back $250. I mean, $12 a stick.
Yeah,
it's a cool looking stick though. Look at that.
That's kind of cool. It's got the little it's like wax paper sleeve, kind of like CLE has.
Like, man, look at that's a stick and a half, man. 7.5 by 50. Like, that's what that is right there.
I like the ring gauge. 50 is a great ring gauge. 7.5 is a long smoke.
That's a big smoke.
Cool.
And then to not so good news. So we're all familiar with unfortunate omnibus bills.
Yeah, yeah. Omnibus. Translation, we're going to jam every piece of shit we can and hope you don't read fine print.
So the FDA is doing their... I don't know how often they do it, but it's going to be their new budget bill, and they're throwing in their flavored cigar and menthol bans and nicotine limits. Like, the fuck? So a bill is going to it's going to the House subcommittee. So it passed the floor, but it's now going to a subcommittee to start hashing it out.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the Republicans yayed everything. But the Democrats nade everything. So it's kind of cool, which sent it to subcommittee. But this is something weird that this administration has been trying to tackle since day one. I mean, this doesn't affect cigars, but the menthol cigarette or menthol ban.
Yeah, I am firmly against this idea of like targeting certain demographics to take away their vices.
Let's be real on this. It is a racist.
I think it's a racist bill completely.
It is a racist bill. The menthol thing is like, the gist of it is, oh, we need to ban menthol to help black people curb their cigarette. Right. That's like, what? That's not even a real thing. Yes, okay, they like menthol, but it's like to do it that way. That
sounds like something a bunch of old white people in Congress would come up with. You know, imagine if they said, like, too many rednecks are killing people in DUI, so we're going to ban, you know, lagers, light lagers. You know, it's like, come on, man. Yeah.
Well, and then the effects that it also affects cigars in the way, because they also want to be able to, I don't even know, regulate flavored cigars.
Well, I don't mind that so much, because you're when they talk about flavors in that bill specifically, they're talking about flavors, not infused, and there's a difference.
Yeah, but you know how they are.
No, I'm saying, but they specifically called out the difference. But right, so your flavored cigars is gas station trash that is not associated with premium cigars.
Yeah, they want to ban, like, completely ban flavored cigars. Yeah. But it doesn't, you know, that's a blanket statement.
So. But the flip side is, like, a Drew Estate is not a flavored cigar.
Right.
It is infused, and they can't tell you the flavor because it doesn't have a flavor. It just has flavor. It's infused. Now, like your Java Mint, that's flavor. Right?
Yeah.
So it could affect premium. I just think that Congress needs to get their head out of their fucking ass and carve out premium cigars. Yeah. It's a different fucking product.
And then this is the one that does affect this too, because it's just a blanket, like every single tobacco product. Nicotine limits. It's like, wait, so you want to limit nicotine on tobacco products? Like, that's crazy.
I don't know how you do that.
That is like,
I'll be honest with you, there is a limit. It's called your fucking head.
Yeah.
If you smoke too much nicotine, you're going to get nicotine poisoning.
It's like, how do you... Without taking this to a lab and start making lab-grown tobacco.
Well, there's also nothing to keep you from smoking 10. You know, it's like, right. Oh, your cigarettes can only have 1 gram of nicotine. Okay, so I'm smoking 2 packs now instead of one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just stupid. And it's typical of... Anyway, yeah. All right, so not a political show. So appreciate, is that it? Cigar News of the Week?
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks, on the Cigar News of the Week Burnline podcast. It is time to rank this cigar.
Okay.
So you're
Yeah, I'm done.
done. Yeah, you're done. I've still
Unfortunately.
got an inch to go. Let's talk about presentation. I gave it a solid 8. I love the presentation. Really, the negative marks come from the fact that there were holes in both of our wrappers.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the 8 as well, just
Yeah.
because of that. But I don't know, what, is that what they were going for though? Like crazy rustic
I
looking?
mean, could be, but to be honest with you, I looked at it and I was like, oh,
I mean, if you're
you know,
thinking Rome and like Julius Caesar, you want like something more.
polished.
Yeah, it's like I'm thinking marble, man. Obviously, you can't get it a marble color, but I'm just thinking like a very.
Dude, if they could, that would be fucking sweet. All right, so 1349 for a Corona. That's the like the starting price, goes up to like 18.
Yeah.
So I had a 6 for price.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were
I
thinking.
was thinking like, yeah, 6-7.
Six or seven.
Yeah,
We'll
we're
say
also
seven.
dealing with Maryland prices.
Yeah, we'll say seven.
7.
You know, for what you get, it's a good luxurious
It
smoke.
really is.
But again, in that price range, I've got a lot of options. So it's, you know, better than a 5, better than average.
Yeah,
But
it really is.
all right, so construction. I had only one issue, which was right here on the cap, and that's really because I double clipped it. So I didn't
Okay.
take enough off with my first clip, double clipped it, popped right there. The and you can see that was always like that. And the cap's not quite there. Again, holes in the wrapper didn't affect anything. I had one pinhole that smoke was coming out of. It went away. It was in the first quarter inch.
Yeah.
So I have, and the draw was pretty good the whole
Yeah,
way.
the draw was great.
So I gave it an 8 for construction.
8 as well. It wasn't terrible. Like the hole that I had didn't really mess with the cigar
Yeah.
overall. But I just, again, it's kind of tied in with presentation. It's like I don't know why they went with like that super rustic look.
You can see right here, you can actually see my binder. There is a crack in my wrapper leaf. It came apart. But it didn't affect the quality of the smoke. So that's why it gets an 8, not a 7.
Yeah.
I'd usually start with 10 and take points off.
Yep.
Right. All right. So pretty, I think it was a really chewy, like flavorful
Yeah,
experience.
it
Had a
was
lot of
pretty
like
good.
rich flavors in it. I actually had a 9 for flavor. I think this is great. It's mild enough that pretty much any cigar smoker can smoke it. Novice, yeah, you know, you'll struggle with a little bit maybe.
Yeah. It definitely went
But
medium to full.
yeah, near the end, it got medium full. It was medium until the final third, I think.
Yeah, this is definitely not like a newbie smoke.
Yeah. 8 for flavor. What are you
Eight.
thinking?
I'm thinking
Eight
eight.
is fair. I think that's fair. And that brings us to experience, which is the most subjective. Of course, I had a great experience, just like the Caesars did in the Roman Empire. But you know, we're in our space, you
Yeah.
know, the hot box in the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge at Davits Cigars Westminster. Great environment, and smoking with a buddy that enjoys cigars and knows them.
You know, at least you didn't smoke it in March.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling somebody would have opened that door and stabbed us in the back.
Yeah, and it's cold. But use case, definitely too expensive and nice to like walk your dog, go fishing. I think I might smoke one while like grilling, doing something. I wouldn't be, it's probably not anything I'd be doing too much work with, any kind of physical
You know where
labor.
you could enjoy smoking this? Taking a stroll or just you know, sitting around the Roman Forum.
Yeah, sitting around the Roman Forum. Maybe like a hike or something, maybe, but it
Yeah.
does get a little strong at the end.
Invading car
Great
threat.
lounge, great lounge cigar, I think.
Yeah.
Sharing with friends, and it's nice enough you could definitely gift it to somebody. You
Yeah.
know, it's not a celebration cigar, I don't think,
Yep.
but it is like a give it to your boss on the golf
You know,
course.
we're not celebrating the fall of the Roman
Oh my
Empire.
God. So I've got a 7 for experience.
I got an 8.
At an 8,
Yeah.
we'll go with a 7.
I really enjoyed it.
I gave you the point last time. And that brings the total score to 38.
Okay.
So high 30s, pretty good showing from Jason Newman. I think that if this Corona retailed for $11.99, I think all of those numbers would go up by one.
Yeah.
you know, because there's always a value proposition. You know, these rankings are always going to be relative to what you pay for the stick, right? So pretty good showing. This is the Julius Caesar in the Diamond Crown line from J.C. Newman. We are smoking the Corona, which retails for $13.49. There's just two left in the box. So swing on down to Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. Pick you up a stick. And you might also try the Diamond Crown Maximus while you're at it. This is the number four, which is a Toro.
Yep.
By the way, on the retail barcode, it does have like the sizes and what it is, which I love.
Yeah, I always like that.
Yeah. So you know what you're getting. And I think that is it, man. I really enjoyed my new fancy lighter. So thanks, everybody, for helping me unbox that.
Yeah.
And be sure to reach out, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Just say hi or tell us what you want on the show. We make it happen. And, of course, Instagram, Facebook. What else are we on?
YouTube.
Well, they're probably watching this on YouTube.
Not Threads.
Not Threads. Google we are on Plus. Twitter if, you know, kind of when I feel like it.
Yeah.
Those platforms just kind of suck.
Yeah.
Not on TikTok.
No.
Because we don't like Chinese spies.
You know who else didn't like spies?
The Roman Empire.
That's right.
And on that note, we will see you again next week.